Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Tuscola County Treasurer Ashley Bennett announced an ornate and long-abandoned historic building in Caro will soon be just a memory. The Tuscola County Land Bank approved having the old Methodist Church on West Burnside Street razed. There is no cost to the county, and it is expected to be demolished by the end of the year, Bennett reported. The former Methodist Episcopal Church was built in 1870. The building was also used as the Restoration Outreach Center for a brief time. At about 7:15 a.m. Friday, Huron County Central Dispatch received a 911 call about a car hitting a moped in Oliver Township. The crash happened on Elkton Road near Canboro Road. Huron County Sheriff Deputy Stephen Bismack, who was less than a mile away at the time of the call, arrived to find the moped driver severely injured and the lone occupant male driver of the vehicle who hit him uninjured. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon and fire departments from Oliver Township and the village of Owendale responded. The driver of the moped was transported to Shearer Hospital for treatment. The victim in the crash, Roy Hill, 41 of Marlette, was eventually flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to his injuries. The preliminary investigation of the incident indicated the 2008 Chevy Cobalt came up on the slower-moving Taizhou moped in the darkness, and the 21-year-old driver from Bay City did not see it until it was too late. It is unclear if the taillight of the moped was working. It appears the victim had been using the moped to travel between work in the Pigeon area and his home in the Marlette area, explained Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen in a press release. And on Friday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved releasing state funding to help feed Michigan residents who are impacted by the federal government's shutdown of food programs for the needy. The state will award $4.5 million to the Food Bank Council of Michigan to feed those who are impacted by the government shutdown of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, on November 1st. The state's funding for food will help to ease the food insecurity for more than 1 million people in the state. The United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, Food and Nutrition Service, FNS, SNAP is the nation's largest food assistance program. Approximately 1.4 million people in Michigan receive federal SNAP benefits. Of that number, about 43% are families with children, and about 36% are families with members who are older adults or disabled.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The government shutdown is triggering a wave of closures of Head Start centers, leaving many working parents scrambling for child care and shutting some of the nation's neediest children out of preschool. Dozens of centers are missing out on federal grant payments that were due to arrive November 1st. Some say they'll close indefinitely, while others are staying afloat with emergency funding from local governments and school districts. The closures mean Head Start children who come from low-income households are homeless or are in foster care are missing out on preschool. But most importantly, they are missing out on the two meals a day they receive at school, plus therapy sessions vital to their development. And overseas, a routine train journey in eastern England turned chaotic when multiple people were stabbed on Saturday evening. Police today charged a 32-year-old man with attempted murder over the attack on Saturday evening, which left 11 people injured. Another man who was arrested initially was later released. Police are investigating the motive, but say it doesn't appear to be an act of terror. The train was going to London when the violence occurred. Emergency services responded quickly and the suspects were detained within minutes. 11 people were hospitalized, with one remaining in life-threatening condition. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.